Hello, welcome to Wowcast, Writing on the Walls monthly podcast. I'm Alice, and today you'll be hearing from Madeline Hennigan, who will talk about the Windrush Day that we had last month in June and the exciting new Wow project.
I'm Madeline Hennigan, one of the co-directors of Writing on the Wall.
I'd like you to talk about Windrush Day and why it was so important.
We held Windrush on the 29th, Windrush Day, on the 29th of June to celebrate National Windrush Day. It was an outdoor event in Faulkner Square that was delivered in partnership with Steve Biko Housing Association and Blackburn House. And it was just a beautiful day. But we all felt that this year particularly, it was really important to celebrate the contributions of the Windrush generation and also their descendants, the huge contributions that they've made to all aspects of British society. And why it is so important is, of course, in response to the ongoing Windrush scandal, which kind of came most to the fore in 2018, where it was revealed that as a result of the government's hostile immigration environment or hostile immigration laws and practices, children of the Windrush were being deported. They were having essential services denied to them. They were losing their jobs, their houses. And even though the government has since apologised, the scandal continues. And those who have been identified as being wrongly victimised are still waiting for compensation from the government. So in the light of that disgusting treatment, we felt it hugely important to celebrate the contribution. The Windrush generation transformed our national health service, our transport system, all manner of industries were reliant upon those who came following the Second World War to rebuild the economy, and their children continue to be vital to our economy. All the partners involved and all the staff involved felt that the day was a huge success. We had a real array of talent on the stage, starting with the steel drums, the steel pans, which is, you know, traditionally something that were brought over here by Windrush, but going right up to modern day musical forms with Blue Saint, and then we had poetry from Levi, and of course Carol Thompson, the Queen of Lovers Rock. So it showed a whole range of Caribbean cultural forms and black cultural forms today. And of course the weather held out. It was a glorious sunshiny day, so I'd say in that respect it exceeded my expectations.
During the day we also launched our newest WOW project. Could you tell me a bit more about
yeah,
that?
The project is titled From SS Orbiter to Orbital, and I'll just explain a bit about the title. SS Orbiter is the ship that docked in Liverpool just 4 months after the Empire Windrush, and these two ships brought the first wave of people from the Caribbean who were coming to take up the jobs that are available and to take up the invite of the British government and the NHS in particular. And so the Orbiter docked in Liverpool some stayed, some people stayed here, some went off to different cities. As with the Windrush, actually, some people, although people docked in London, they then would have moved to different cities, including Liverpool. So that's where the SS Orbiter comes in. And Orbital is a reference to the Hucknall brothers, who are the pioneers of electronic music. And the contention of this project really is that without the music of the Windrush generation, our British music scene today would not look as it does, and not be as vibrant as it is. And that's not just about black British music today, but all forms across the board, really. And so we will have a 10-week workshop program where we'll be bringing in music historians, musicians, DJs, to talk about that influence. And we'll be starting, our starting point historically will be Liverpool, and it will be with a calypso musician and a nightclub owner and a music promoter called Lord Woodbine, who came from Trinidad on the Empire Windrush, actually, and settled in Liverpool and was a huge influence in the formative years of the Beatles. Mm. He mentored the Beatles. He had them playing in the clubs that he was involved in the nightclubs, and he arranged their first gig in Hamburg, which was where they first kind of hit success, I suppose. So that's our historic starting point. And participants will choose the era and the musicians that they're most interested in. So it may be that people are researching that early period, or it might be they go right up to today and explore how a particular musician or DJ or band have been influenced by Windrush. And the outcome will be a collection of essays produced by the course participants that will be published in a beautiful anthology.
So why did you decide to embark on this kind of project now?
I mean, I think now, I think I've probably answered that when I've talked about, the hostile climate that there is towards immigrants and the experience that the Windrush children of Windrush have had. So I think now it's good to do that. I think it's going to be important in terms of music history, in that kind of influence of Lord Woodbine has been written about very little, really, and I think it's good to bring that out. Also, why now is because we had the opportunity to deliver something through the funding that was offered by the church. Well, it came through the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Faith via the Church Urban Fund. So really, it's the availability of that funding that has made this project possible, and it's also supported by Liverpool City Council Mayor's Fund, so we appreciate the support of both of our funders.
And can anyone apply?
Anyone can apply. At the end of July we're going to have an introductory session, and then we will start at the beginning of August. And so at the introductory session, people will be invited to come along and meet some of the people who are going to be delivering the sessions and find out more in more detail what's going to be involved.
Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next month. And as always, check out our website for more updates.